Good morning. Welcome to worship. Is this on? Okay, yeah, just not real loud. Well, beautiful day today for an indoor service. We made the mistake of looking out the window this morning instead of looking at what the weatherman was saying about the morning, so we decided to move in for the risk of rain on us and the equipment, but it looks like we would have been okay, so we'll try again later this summer for outdoor. Thank you for your understanding. After worship this morning, coffee is being served, so stick around and enjoy some refreshment and fellowship if you're able. And next Sunday is Confirmation Sunday as well as Communion Sunday. We have two confirmants, so we'll look forward to celebrating with them that they've been instructed in the Christian faith, and pray that that they continue on to grow in the Lord. We have the other announcements are printed. And are there any additional announcements that should be made? All right. Okay. Well, then let us begin our service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our call to worship, Psalm 133. How good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. It is like precious oil poured on the head, running down on the beard, running down on Aaron's beard, down the collar of his robe. It is as if the dew of Hermon were falling on Mount Zion, for there the Lord bestows his blessing, even life, forevermore.
Please stand and sing with us, "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God."
Our helper, he, a mirror. standing as we continue to sing, Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus.
For refuge to your infinite mercy, seeking and imploring your grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. O most merciful God, who has given your only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy on us, and for his sake grant us forgiveness of all our sins, and by your Holy Spirit increase in us true knowledge of you and of your will, and true obedience to your word, that by your grace we may come to everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, has had mercy upon us and has given his only Son to die for us, and for his sake forgives us all our sins. To those who believe on his name, he gives power to become the children of God and bestows on them his Holy Spirit. Whoever believes and is baptized shall be saved. Grant this, Lord, unto us all. Amen. Let us also confess our Christian faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty, from whence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Scripture reading this morning from the book of Acts, chapter 1, verses 12 through 26. Then the apostles returned to Jerusalem from the hill called the Mount of Olives, a Sabbath day's walk from the city. When they arrived, they went upstairs to the room where they were staying. Those present were Peter, John, James, and Andrew, Philip, and Thomas, Bartholomew, and Matthew, James, son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas, son of James. They all joined together constantly in prayer, along with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. In those days, Peter stood up among the believers, a group numbering about 120, and said, "Brothers and sisters, the scripture had to be fulfilled in which the Holy Spirit spoke long ago through David concerning Judas, who served as a guide for those who arrested Jesus. He was one of our number and shared in our ministry. With the payment he received for his wickedness, Judas bought a field. There he fell headlong, his body burst open, and all his intestines spilled out. Everyone in Jerusalem heard about this, so they called that field in their language Akeldama, that is, field of blood. 4, said Peter, it is written in the book of Psalms, may his place be deserted, let there be no one to dwell in it, and may another take his place of leadership. Therefore, it is necessary to choose one of the men who have been with us the whole time the Lord Jesus was living among us. Beginning from John's baptism to the time when Jesus was taken up from us. For one of these must become a witness with us of his resurrection." So they nominated 2 men, Joseph called Barsabbas, also known as Justus, and Matthias. Then they prayed, "Lord, you know everyone's heart. Show us which of these 2 you have chosen to take over this apostolic ministry which Judas left to go where he belongs." Then they cast lots, and the lot fell to Matthias. So he was added to the 11 apostles. Let us turn to the Lord in prayer. And if there are additional prayer concerns you'd like us to share today, please offer them now. Let us pray. Father, it is good to be together here to worship you as fellow believers. We thank you for the beautiful day you've given us. And we pray, Lord, you would keep us from harm, from the storms that are predicted over the next couple of days. We do pray, Lord, for our farmers as they work hard to plant the fields so that there might be a harvest. We pray, Lord, for favorable growing conditions that there might be abundance to feed people, not just here, but around the world. We think, Lord, of this Memorial Day weekend, of those who have served this country, given their ultimate sacrifice, their own lives, that we may have the benefit and the blessing of gathering here freely, and so many freedoms and privileges we enjoy. We thank you for them, Lord, for their sacrifice. We thank you, Lord, for all who serve and the armed forces for the good, Lord, of this nation and of many others, Lord, where they are called upon to serve. We pray, Lord, for the people of Ukraine as they continue to endure. Lord, a very horrific situation in many cases. We pray, Lord, you would spare this country, their country, from further destruction and loss of life and separation from loved ones, loss of property, and comfort those who mourn. We especially pray for our fellow believers there, and also among the Russian people, Lord, who want no part of what is going on. We pray, Lord, you would restrain the forces of evil at work in this world. Even in Texas, as we've heard of another horrific school shooting, Lord, we pray comfort for the families who are mourning great loss, unspeakable tragedy. Comfort them, Lord. Grant leaders wisdom in responding. And we pray, Lord, for the ministries of Inspiration Point as they prepare for another season of summer camp. We pray for the staff as they gather this week to train and prepare. May you bless all of them and equip them for ministry. We pray for our youth and Pastor Eric and the youth and leaders from Messiah as they prepare for the youth trip later this summer. Lord, we pray you'd bless the ongoing fundraising efforts, and we pray you'd make that trip a spiritually significant one, Lord, for all who attend. We pray for all those organizing it and leading groups that you would help them, Lord, in their efforts, and may it be done unto you with thankfulness and anticipation of what you will do in the lives of those who attend. We pray for our confirmation students, Lord, as they prepare to share with us next Sunday what they have learned, the great truths of your word. We pray you'd grant them confidence and joy in the celebration that we're planning with them next Sunday. And we pray, Lord, they would continue to grow in the knowledge of their Savior Jesus. We pray, Lord, that it would be true for all of us, that we would have an ongoing hunger to be in your word, Lord, to grow in a personal relationship with you. Lord, may that be a lifelong desire and pursuit for each one of us. So, Lord, we lift up these prayers. We ask that you would help those who are sick and suffering in any number of ways. Help us, Lord, to be mindful of them and offer help and encouragement where we can. And we pray, Lord, for the blessing of the preaching of your word as Pastor Eric proclaims what you've put on his heart from your word this day. For all these things, Lord, and the unspoken prayers of our heart, we lift them up in the name of Jesus, who taught us also to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. I invite you to please rise for our gospel reading this morning, which is found in the Gospel of John, chapter 17, verses 20 through 26. My prayer is not for them alone, I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you. May they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one, I in them and you in me, so that they may be brought to complete unity. Then the world will know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am and to see my glory, the glory you have given me because you loved me before the creation of the world. Righteous Father, though the world does not know you, I know you, and they know that you have sent me. I have made you known to them, and will continue to make you known, in order that the love you have for me may be in them, and that I myself may be in them. This is the gospel of our Lord. You may be seated. The gospel reading that you just heard, it is a conclusion to one of Jesus' prayers, and it's often called his high priestly prayer. There are three main sections in this prayer. First, at the beginning of chapter 17, Jesus prays for himself. He asks his Father to glorify him. Then, Jesus prays for his disciples, asking for their protection and sanctification. Then in our reading today, Jesus prays for all believers. There are certain Bible verses where when it hits you what's really going on in the text, when that hits you, it kind of blows your mind. And this is one of those texts for me. Because when Jesus prays for those who will believe, he is praying for us, like us here today. He says, "My prayer is not for them alone," that is his disciples. "I pray for those who will believe in me through their message." From the disciples 2,000 years ago to this very day, there is an unbroken chain of people who God has called up, who God has raised up to proclaim his word, the very same message that his disciples preached. And all of us who believe, we have come to faith in Jesus through that one message. As Paul tells us in Ephesians, you were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit. It's important to notice the context of this prayer. Because immediately following the prayer, Jesus is betrayed by Judas, and he's arrested. This prayer is just before his humiliation and his public execution as a criminal. Jesus knows what is coming. And as the tension is rising, as the time draws near for all of these terrible things to happen, Jesus stops, and he prays for you. Even the reality of his death could not distract Jesus from the love that he has for you. So Jesus stops and he prays. He asks that we might all be one, just as he is one with his Father. And he asks that we might be where he is. He prays for unity among us and for fellowship with us. When Jesus prays for us to be unified, he isn't talking about us agreeing on most things and keeping fighting to a minimum. He isn't talking about merely tolerating one another or keeping the peace. He's talking about complete unity, the way that he is united to his Father. He's talking about a supernatural unity through which the world would know God's love for them and that Jesus was sent by God. Now, there are no perfect analogies to compare to this unity that Jesus is talking about. But there is one thing that comes to mind for me. And it's this crazy thing that I learned about our hearts. There are these specialized cells in your heart, and they respond to electrical impulses. This is what causes your heart to beat. Now, you want all of these cells to be beating, to be contracting in perfect unison, right? Otherwise, arrhythmias can occur. The cells in your heart, they contract in unity, and they act together to produce your heartbeat. If one of those specialized cells, if it's removed from the heart, it will actually continue to contract all on its own. But once it is separated from the heart, it's no longer beating in unison with the heart. It is no longer synchronized to the beat of the heart. But here's the crazy part. If you take one of those cells that has been removed from the heart and you put it back and you just touch it, the cells just touch the other cells, once again, it will begin to beat in unison. Once again, it will be resynchronized to the heart. Individual cells, they cannot accomplish their purpose alone. They were designed to be part of many cells in one heart. A single heart cell working cannot pump blood to the body no matter how hard it tries. It needs to be in unity with all of the other cells, and ultimately with the brain. This is not dissimilar to our unity in Christ. Our sin has separated us from God. We are no longer in sync with Him. But simply by being near God through the hearing of His Word, the contact of the gospel brings us into belief. It brings us into faith in Christ. He seals us with the gift of His Holy Spirit, and He begins His work of synchronizing us to Himself and to one another, that through His church, in unity, He would accomplish His purpose, that God's love would be made known by the revelation of Jesus as our Savior, that He might complete our unity so that we can enjoy fellowship with Him. Writing about the Christian community, the church, the theologian Dietrich Bonhoeffer wrote, "The community is constituted by the complete self-forgetfulness of love. The relationship between I and thou is no longer essentially a demanding, but a giving one." Jesus personified this self-forgetfulness of love for us. He has restored our relationship with God and each other by giving Himself. Not only does Jesus desire this unity for us, this unity with each other and with God, but He has done what is needed to accomplish it. He lived a perfect and sinless life, yet He allowed Himself to be handed over and humiliated and killed. He endured separation so that you might be reunited to God. His entire mission is one of bringing back together what sin and death have torn apart, not only for those already in the church, but also for the whole world. In the Gospel of John, the world, that phrase, the world, is often a way of describing those who oppose Jesus. However, in the most quoted verse from this gospel, John 3:16, we learn that God loved the world in such a way that He sent His Son to die for it. And here in this prayer, at the very close of His ministry, Jesus intercedes not only for His own disciples, not only for all of us who one day would believe, but He intercedes for the world. He prays, "Righteous Father, though the world does not know You, I know You, and they know that You have sent Me. I have made You known to them and will continue to make You known in order that the love You have for Me may be in them and that I myself may be in them. Jesus had nothing less than the complete reunification of all things in view. A unity that is only possible because of him. As we sang earlier, did we in our own strength confide, our striving would be losing. If not the right man on our side, the man of God's own choosing. The right man, the man of God's own choosing, is on our side. Jesus Christ, fully God and fully man, lived, died, and rose from the dead for you. He has provided everything that we need for life and for salvation. And because of that, now we are totally free. We are all totally free. No longer needing to worry about ourselves, providing for ourselves, looking inward, thinking, what is it that I need? Now, because everything has been provided in Christ, we are free to give ourselves to one another, that all the world may know him and believe. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your faithfulness to us and for your desire to make us one with you and with one another. We thank you for your Son and for his work of unifying us. We ask that by your grace, the world would come to know the love that you have for it. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Please rise as you're able for our closing chorus. Receive the benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.